Welcome to The Dark Side with Dirk Hooper.
This is The Dark Side, Episode 5, and I'm Dirk Hooper. Today is December 15th, 2016. Let me say first that a week ago this podcast didn't exist, and now I've got 5 episodes and just got listed on iTunes. Please tell your friends. I want to assure you that the story I'm about to tell you is not made up, and I'm going to be including a link to the story, plus another, in the episode notes to this podcast to give you some background if you wish to read further. An Illinois woman has filed a class action lawsuit against Ottawa-based Standard Innovation for sending the company information about how her smart vibrator was used. Ladies, please light a candle and let me titillate you further. The WeVibe Rave was connected to the internet via an app called WeConnect that paired her vibrator to the internet through a Bluetooth connection. From McClatchyDC.com, quote, "The complaint says the manufacturer fails to notify or warn customers that WeConnect monitors and records in real time how they use the device. It charges that the data transmittal amounts to a violation of federal wiretapping and Illinois eavesdropping statutes and results in wholesale disregard for consumer privacy rights." My first reaction to this is for those of you who are concerned that we're rapidly moving towards full-scale monkey sex with R2-D2, that starship has sailed. Also, let's set aside for a moment what our collective obsession is with attaching everything to the damn internet. What I'm most concerned with is how anxious we all are to acquiesce our privacy for the sake of convenience. Even the fevered imagination of George Orwell never imagined the invasiveness of our devices or that our private lives would be displayed before the world so willingly. It's the gift-giving season, and one of the hot items this year are devices that connect to the internet and manage your home's door locks, lights, air conditioning, and much more. We are also rapidly adopting internet connectivity to our cars as well. What this Illinois woman, who connected her vibrator to the internet, did not consider is that she was potentially sharing her personal sexual habits with the company who created the vibrator. Furthermore, world governments have increasingly showed a propensity to grab our personal information off the internet without our consent. And I have one other thing to point out. Hackers have shown that they can easily get into anything we attach to the web, including our homes, our cars, and yes, even our sex toys. If you don't want a company to know about your sex life, how do you feel about Julian Assange in your bedroom? Unfortunately, our ability to make devices smart are not being matched by security that would keep companies, the government, and hackers from accessing our private lives without our express permission. So kids, my advice is to give some real thought about what you're putting out there, because it's been shown time and time again that anything in the cloud is just one keystroke away from being shared with the world. Until next time, this is Dirk Hooper saying, dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Dark Side with Dirk Hooper. If you'd like to know more, visit his adult personal branding and marketing site, sexynetworking.com, or his fetish photography and artwork website, www.dirkhooper.com. You can also email him directly, dirk@sexynetworking.com.
Thank you.
Site Key Entertainment.